Hey everybody, Aaron Herman of The Open Scroll here. Today is Thursday, December 29th, a little after 1 p.m., which means we're now on the fifth day of the 10th month on the Lord's calendar, and I'm here with Bob Schlenker.
Hey everybody, almost 2 years ago, New Year's Eve was celebrated in a special way in Seattle, Washington. The event was called T-Mobile's New Year's at the Needle 2021. That COVID-era production involved a video called The Dream, which was broadcast as a substitution for the live event that otherwise would have taken place. We published a video about this a year later, but we couldn't cover everything we wanted to in that single video. So we're following that up with this one, where we focus on a very specific image that appears as the key to a brief sequence. Here's the clip. The double helix strand of DNA is an illustration of genetics, even human biology. There's a geometrical pattern that develops, and after the space needle erupts like a giant phallus, we see one cell appear and split into two, then four, then eight, and more. This is the cellular division called mitosis that happens after an ovum is fertilized by a sperm. So the imagery is pretty clearly one of human reproduction, and on a large scale given the size. Instead of producing a baby, we see a butterfly emerge from a kind of cocoon. When we were studying this video production, we knew it was part of a black magic ritual. We had a pretty good sense of what it meant, but there was a key that made it really obvious. Aaron found something familiar in the geometric design and called it to my attention. We recognized it as something called the unicursal hexagram. What does this symbol mean?
Aleister Crowley searched for a means to create a hexagram composed of one single, continuous line, as opposed to the dual triangles in the traditional form. His efforts led to the unicursal hexagram, which further codifies the symbolism contained within the hexagram, the Rosy Cross, and the Ankh.
Let's look into the meaning of each of those three symbols.
Hexagram. While the pentagram represents the microcosm, the hexagram can be said to represent the macrocosm. Its six points are accorded to the planetary bodies of Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Sol, Venus, Mercury, and Luna. These in turn are related to the six Sephiroth of the Tree of Life, as can be seen when aligning the hexagram with the central pillar.
So we see in the dream how the space needle appears as the central pillar of the Tree of Life. The production features scenes of the planets in their celestial motions, and all that provides support for this magic ritual of the unicursal hexagram.
If the lesser ritual of the pentagram is elemental magic, then the lesser ritual of the hexagram involves planetary magic. Though it's often regarded as macrocosmic, closer inspection reveals that the hexagram is the union of elemental glyphs for fire and water, and as such, is also a symbol of the great work. The union of opposites. The symbol can be further analyzed to reveal the glyphs of earth and air as well, indicating that it's not simply macrocosmic, but includes the microcosm as well. From this, it can be seen that the hexagram is similar to the Rosy Cross.
So, let's see what that means.
The Rosy Cross, also called Rose Cross and Rose Croix, is a symbol largely associated with the semi-mythical Christian Rosenkreuz, alchemist and founder of the Rosicrucian order. In general, it is a symbol of the human process of reproduction elevated to the spiritual. The fundamental symbols of the Rosicrucians were the rose and the cross, the rose female and the cross male. As generation is the key to material existence, it is natural that the Rosicrucian should adopt as its characteristic symbols those exemplifying the reproductive processes. As regeneration is the key to spiritual existence, they therefore founded their symbolism upon the rose and the cross, which typify the redemption of man through the union of his lower temporal nature with his higher eternal nature.
This informs us about how to interpret the meaning of the unicursal hexagram's appearance in the human reproductive sequence at the point of conception. The sequence is a kind of sex magic ritual that intends to unite the lower temporal nature of mankind with his higher eternal nature. It involves the Tree of Life, which is expressing more than the symbolic Sephiroth because it evokes the tree in the midst of the Garden of Eden, which we recognize as a symbol of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is made plain enough in the works of Aleister Crowley.
The symbol of the Rosy Cross played a substantial role within the system of Thelema, as developed by Aleister Crowley. In a cosmological context, the rose is Nuit, the infinitely expanded goddess of the night sky.
And with that, we have insight into the five-petal symbol that he set at the center of his unicursal hexagram figure. It's the rose of the divine feminine, Nuit, and by another name, Venus. This planet is continually tracing out a symmetrical five-point figure in the heavens known as the Venus Rose. This is sexual, even reproductive, and in the explanation offered in his own words, he relates this to a mystic marriage with chemical nuptials.
For Crowley, it was the job of the adept to identify with the appropriate symbol so to experience the mystical conjunction of opposites, which leads to attainment. In this sense, the Rose Cross is a grand symbol of the great work. The Tau and the circle together make one form of the Rosy Cross, uniting of the subject and object, which is the great work, and which is symbolized sometimes as this cross and circle, sometimes as the lingam yoni, sometimes as the ankh or crux ansata, sometimes by the spire and nave of a church or temple, and sometimes as a marriage feast, mystic marriage, spiritual marriage, chemical nuptials, and in 100 other ways. Whatever the form chosen, it is the symbol of the great work. Crowley also makes clear that this process is reflected in the sexual act as well. So we need not be surprised at the unity of subject and object in consciousness, which is samadhi, the uniting of the bride and the lamb, which is heaven, the uniting of the magus and the god, which is evocation, the uniting of the man and his holy guardian angel, which is the seal upon the work of the Adeptus Minor, is symbolized by the geometrical unity of the circle and the square, the arithmetical unity of the five and the six, and, for more universality of comprehension, the uniting of the lingam and the yoni, the cross and the rose. For as in earth life, the sexual ecstasy is the loss of self in the beloved, the creation of a third consciousness transcending its parents, which is again reflected into matter as a child. So, immeasurably higher, upon the plane of spirit, subject and object join to disappear, leaving a transcendent unity. This third is ecstasy and death, as below, so above.
We'll circle back to talk about what that means for the ritual involving the space needle. Aleister Crowley compares his unicursal hexagram to the Rosy Cross and also to the Ankh. From what the Thelemopedia has to share about the Ankh, this familiar ancient Egyptian symbol of a cross with a loop on top is a key of life. The artful depictions of the Ankh show its use as an amulet linked to the resurrecting of the dead. By associating the Ankh with Rahurquit, Crowley identifies it with Horus. Clearly, this has to do with the raising of Osiris by Isis into Horus. Stripping this down to put it in the biblical context, this has to do with the bringing forth of the Antichrist beast. Crowley, as you should know, referred to himself as the beast 666. What is the great work but bringing the Antichrist beast into manifestation in the power of the dragon? An interpretation of the Ankh sees it as an image of sexual intercourse, like the Rosy Cross and the Unicursal Hexagram. Because those who produced the dream for T-Mobile's New Year's at the Needle clearly embedded Crowley's Unicursal Hexagram and followed that with the phallic space needle's eruption and orgasmic glory, we're informed about the intentions of the magicians with their elaborate performance of the conception ritual. The sexual union that results in a conception produces something pictured as a butterfly that emerges from a cocoon. What is the nature of this post-human, transhuman organism? The cocoon resembles a lotus flower, a symbol of little Horus, who was brought forth by his mother. It's the manifestation of the resurrection of Osiris, which is to say, the bringing forth of the Antichrist. Now let's talk about what the Rosy Cross and thus the Universal Hexagram means for the sex magic ritual involving the Space Needle. Crowley wrote that the symbol represents the uniting of the bride and the lamb, which is in heaven. This is the biblical language that refers to the union of the Lord Jesus Christ as the bridegroom with the bride of Christ. With this reference, the magician who leverages a symbol with intent establishes a magical connection that's kind of an energy conduit. The access to this power compares to the magician's access to the energies of the celestial bodies and the gods associated with them. The gods like Saturn and Janus and Venus and Mercury, who are specially represented, lend their powers as well. The astrological kinds of aspects involved are also power adders, and the sum of it all goes toward the manifestation of the intentions of the magicians and theurgists according to the execution of the design, specifically and in a detailed way worked out by the gods. In Crowley's words, "For as in earth life, the sexual ecstasy is the loss of self in the beloved, the creation of a third consciousness transcending its parents, which is again reflected into matter as a child, so immeasurably higher upon the plane of spirit, subject and object joined to disappear, leaving a transcendent unity. And so it is that the butterfly disappears, poof, leaving a transcendent unity. But what's unsaid is what remains behind. The Antichrist has become manifest, and the beast carries out his appointed work in the earth." This is Crowley's great work, Revelation 13 and following. Janus, the god who rules over birth, and both the birthing and the exaltation of Janus in this ritual performance seem completely obvious to us. So we've tried to show you how this ritual performance of the dream as the COVID area celebration of the T-Mobile New Year's at the Needle is substantial in the way of black magic. The significance can be seen in that this is a celebration of the biggest Janus ritual of the year in Western civilization. It's the biggest celebration in its time zone, and it's directly connected to the biggest celebration of all in Times Square, through its peaking at the Devil's Hour in New York City, 3 a.m., when spells are cast. If you have seen and understood what we tried to convey in these two videos that we're showing on screen here, and you'll find these linked below in the description and on our blog. Yeah, if you understand these, you'll have a good sense of just how significant this really is. It's huge. This year, the plan is to celebrate Janus with a drone show, another festival of lights evoking Saturnalia. As you may be so inspired, pray about this, perhaps for the spells cast to fail and for the eyes of those who watch the event to be opened by the Lord Yeshua to see what's really going on, to see how they are being preyed upon for the harnessing of their energy for evil. God bless you, everybody. Bye-bye.